You are listening to Legion of Substitute Podcasters, episode 219, Far From Home Commentary. Welcome to episode 219 of Legion of Substitute Podcasters. I'm Paul French, and today I am Sleet Lad. That's right, Sleet Lad.
Did you say you were sleek?
No, Sleet.
Oh.
Oh, I thought you said Sleet Lad.
Oh, I wish. I wish.
What is the Sleet?
No, we have kids. We are never Sleet Lad, ever again.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I don't know what you're I do not understand these words you are saying.
Even if we go away from our kids, then we're just so happy to be away from the kids that we don't sleep. We're like, I've got to cram everything I want to do into these 24 hours.
Exactly. So no, Sleet Lad, because outside my window there is a lovely slushy mix of snow and rain happening, and yeah, love it. But that's okay, because I know there will be postal delivery tomorrow, because of course Sleet's on the list, and they still got to deliver, so it's right there on the list. So there is some weather happening. We got our Christmas tree this weekend, and originally I had wanted to wait until there was a bit more snow on the ground, but you know, if I were to wait for that, I think it could be like January or February, and I'm going to be sitting there saying, what do you mean you got no trees? But
I would just give it up as a bad job then. That's okay.
Well, that's fair. That's
a lot
fair.
Less cleanup.
It's fair. So we ended up, but we did end up getting one yesterday, although we made for much simpler steps taken given the rain yesterday as well. So we have a tree. Huzzah. And we have our window ledge decorated with all of our finery from the Christmas barn. So it's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing. Over to you,
sir.
You
have your Legion nativity scene?
Well, that'd be Saturn Girl
Lightning Lad and Saturn Girl in the middle.
Little baby Validus.
Cradling Validus.
It would be so awesome.
So precious.
Yeah. Sorry, go ahead.
All right. Well, I guess I'm Darren Noel, and I am. Let's see, what am I? I am. I don't really have a name. Nothing's happened. I'm still studying for this bloody final.
What's the final in?
Managing people in organizations.
You know.
Wow.
Oh my.
Yeah. Exactly. let's just call me Brain full kid, because my brain is full at this point. So.
Poor Darren.
I will never be that kid.
You will not be that kid, sir. Don't worry. I plan on emptying out all these neurons fairly shortly.
Sweet.
I'll be cram kid tomorrow, I guess. So.
You know.
Hey. I thought that was the other night.
Again?
So soon? That's
any night's a good night. Come on now.
Hey now. I'm Matt Kramer, and this week I am Winter Lad, because winter has finally arrived, much like Sleet. That's hit Paul. We've actually got a little snow that's sticking on the ground, so it's not quite as messy, probably, but the traffic is bound to be fun in the morning.
It's always that first snow that really throws drivers. I'm not sure exactly what it is where, you know, I mean, especially, I imagine, I don't know. You're not, wait, Wisconsin? No,
yes.
The other one. What is, where are you?
Yes, you are correct.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh. I thought for sure I had that wrong for some reason.
No, you're not Darren.
Oh, hey now. No, but yeah, it, you know, you live in a place like we do, it happens every year, folks. Every year, the same thing.
Yeah.
Same thing. Snow comes down, and it has the exact same effects on the roads that it always does.
Yeah, we're more or less so, even parallel with you guys.
Yeah, but there's apparently this disconnect where they go through the summer and they're like, driving, and then all of a sudden, now the first snow comes and it's like, how do I drive? And
sometimes around here people don't know how to drive to begin with.
Well, that's a given too. Mostly the people who are going driving, they don't actually know how to drive either, but they get away with it because there's no snow. So maybe that's it.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Who knows?
Babbling. Yeah, exactly. Who knows?
I guess it's me.
Yeah.
I am Scott Cools, and tonight I am Lovecraft Lad.
Ooh.
I've been immersing myself in some Cthulhu lore lately.
Goodness.
I've been playing Arkham Horror, the tabletop game.
Uh-huh. Ah, yes.
Oh, my God.
Did you play the Nun?
No, I did not get to play the Nun. I played the... Who did I play last time? I played the Musician. Oh, no, sorry. I had a choice. I had a choice between the Musician or the Psychic.
Mm.
So I chose the Psychic.
Yeah, always go with the Psychic.
It seemed like a good idea.
At the time,
we were unfortunately horribly trounced by Azathoth, and
that's the way the game generally goes.
Generally, and that's the way I like it. I mean, that's the way it should be. If you're facing down against immensely powerful beings from another dimension, there really should be only one way it goes. Unless you've got Superman on your side, I think it's pretty much inevitable.
Well, Superman's vulnerable to magic, so it'd probably still go that way at some point.
Too. But he can throw big rocks. That's got to
help. He can throw big rocks. That's true.
Yeah. So, yeah, we've been doing that. And then, last night I watched a movie called Cthulhu, actually.
No.
2007. It was very good in the sort of building that sort of Lovecraftian suspense, weirdness, tension kind of deal.
Mm-hmm.
The ending was a little bit rough, I think. And I think they could have used... They definitely needed more money in the budget for special effects.
So it's a Lovecraft ending.
Basically, yes. But all in all, it was well done. I did enjoy it. I've enjoyed the Cthulhu stuff so much so that being a gigantic nerd, it's true. I try to hide it, and I do a really good job, I'm sure. But... So I created a Lovecraftian-themed magic deck for Magic the Gathering. Because that's how nerdy I roll.
Hold on. Nerd.
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 Yeah, exactly. I got the old ogre this weekend, that's for sure. But there you go. So that's me.
Wow.
I'm all over the place tonight. I'm sorry.
No, that's okay.
It's all good. It's all good. Bit of Legion news.
Woo!
We had confirmation last week. We're just getting to it this week. the Legion Worlds series will be collected.
Wow!
It'll be coming out this March, and along with it, basically again, whole pile of collected stuff.
The authority.
So all of the Hitch, Ellis Hitch, whichever way you want to say it, authority, all collected in one volume.
Oh yeah,
and
Paul will be getting
whole bunch of other stuff. Those were kind of the two that really stood out, though. Of course, some just regular volume twos and volume threes and whatnot. Of regular ongoing series, but Legion World's coming out. It's a good thing.
That is a good thing.
You know, bit by bit.
That's
by
okay.
Bit,
that means I don't have creating. To finish that run.
Exactly.
I think I'm missing two of them, so it's like, forget it. I'll just buy the book instead.
Do you have Karate Kid issue?
Which one was that?
I don't know.
I think so. I haven't actually read them yet because I didn't want to read them until I had them all.
And yeah, exactly. So, and now if I remember correctly, it was six issues. But I'm just trying to figure out. I can't remember what it was. I think it was trade paperback.
Mm.
Which is interesting when you consider, yeah. So, yeah, trade paperback. So not a hardcover like the Legion Lost one was, but at least we're still getting it collected.
True.
And
that kind of makes sense. It wasn't nearly as popular, I don't think.
Yeah. And the story isn't
Legion Lost has that good. Has that Abnett Lanning patina on it, so they can get away with doing the hardcover.
Well, they're on this one, but that,
yeah,
and what is it? Coipel was the artist on that as well, and I think he's on this too. Yeah,
there's a few artists
on that one. I think
Okay,
but I know he's on. I believe he's on at least one issue.
Yeah, because I think there were two stories in each one. They were big issues.
Because I think part of it was his presence on the book got, because he was kind of a big shakes right at that time as well with Thor and then with whatever the crossover one was that he did. I don't even remember.
Fear itself.
No, that was Eminem.
Oh, Eminem.
Yeah.
Eminem.
I don't know. Anyway, Quapel, big damn deal over the other guys at that point, and so it made sense for them to say, well, here's some of his earlier work. And so that's it's one of the things.
There's already art in it.
Oh yeah. What? That's right.
What'd you say?
Rick Leonardi art.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, Rick Leonardi.
Yeah, so that's that one. Teen Titans Omnibus Volume 3 hardcover. Which goes through, I guess the end of the Judas contract, and then, or no, Judas contract would have been in the last one. So this one goes through the aftermath and beginning of the Baxter run.
Mm.
Day of Judgment.
Oh boy! Otherwise, they say I came out to my mom.
Impulse Volume 1 Runs in the Family trade paper.
Wow!
Yeah, that's
that's odd.
It is, isn't it? Covers issues 1-6, 8, 9, and 12 and 13, because the other two were tied into the 7 Wade didn't write, and 11 was part of Dead Heat.
The Shade. I hate that.
Well,
I mean, if it was published like that, why not? I mean, what was wrong with number 7?
Yeah, but there's a Dead Heat.
Just
I think
because
a Dead
Wade
Heat
didn't
trade
write
paperback.
It?
Well, it would be payment issues, which would probably prevent the book from being published at all.
That's a good point. Yeah. So then The Shade will be collected in trade paperback.
Yeah. At least it's being collected.
Exactly.
Is it the first series or the newer one?
The new one, the Shade series, issues 1-12.
That is going to be one thick trade.
Yeah, it is. And, I know a lot of people were hoping for a hardcover because it would just sit nicely alongside the Starman Omnibus, but it's getting collected.
Hey, if they're going to collect 12 in one trade, that's fine with me.
Absolutely.
Because I hate when they split that stuff up into two
sets. And I got to say,
it's not super expensive.
Yeah, no. That's good.
No, exactly. It's it's priced like regular price, $19.99.
Oh, that's awesome. Because I know I have personally
12 issues
have bought
at $3, you know. It's,
yeah, I bought the trade paperback for Secret Wars no less than twice. And that thing is like $35.
Yeah.
Yeah. When you can get any of those issues except for like number 8 for $1.
Yeah, exactly. It's like And when they did
is
the All-Star
the black
Superman.
Costume?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like All-Star Superman. I've been waiting for a paperback 12-issue collection of it. So have I. You can't get it. It's ridiculous. Same with Alex Ross's Justice.
Yeah.
That's another one I would have bought if it was the whole thing in one book. But
yeah, this two-volume thing, you know, for 6 issues a piece is like, come on. Also collected Night of the Owls. So the Batman Night of the Owls hardcover basically will collect Batman Annual 1, Detective Comics 9, Dark Knight 9, Batwing 9, Batman and Robin 9, Red Hood and the Outlaws 9. So basically what it is all of the crossover Nines. Issues, essentially. Mm-hmm. Like all of the stuff that wasn't specifically Batman, but all ties into that story. And
yeah, I may buy that.
Yeah, yeah. I think that's a great way to do it. And then Batman Volume 2, City of Owls, covers issues 8 to 12. So that'll give you sort of the straight up, here's the part of the story that was in Batman. The other one gives you all the crossover stuff. I think that's a great way to
yeah, that's
to
not bad. Stuff. I like yeah. that.
That is awesome.
Now, what's interesting here, though, is So, for example, All-Star Western number 9 is collected in that Batman Night of the Owls hardcover. In the trade for All-Star Western, it collects issues 7 to 13, which I assume that means that 9 is also included in that. So, speaking to what we were talking about earlier, right? Mm. It's you can read it as part of that series, you can also read it separately as part of as just dipping into it for the Night of the Owls crossover. Mm.
Well, that's
and that is awesome because
you get your choice of which way to go.
That Impulse story we were talking about definitely could not be read on its own. Because I have read that. I have read that issue.
There you go. So I think that's a good way of giving some choice on that. Let's see here. Other things coming out. Finally, the Rise of the Ravagers trade paperback.
Oh, my God.
The Culling.
Put me back, Paul. Pre-order that. Put me back.
The Culling
is
collected.
Someone take my credit card from me before I do something bad.
Don't slit your wrists with it, Darren.
So it will include Legion Lost 8 to 9, Superboy 8 and 9, Teen Titans 8 and 9, and Teen Titans Annual number 1. All yours for only $16.99.
Wow.
Only $16.99 and I'll forget about it.
Forget about it.
Hey, forget about it.
Some other ones that might be... nothing else that's particularly Legion related there.
Nah.
No, okay. Just thought I'd check. Oh, wait, no.
Wait, what?
No, but Paul Levitt's other series, World's Finest, Daughters of Earth 2 trade paperback collects issues 0 through 5.
One of the best series DC's
putting out right now. 1 to
5
and 0. It's a really great series. Yeah, it's excellent. And you got some decent art in there, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I never heard of the guys.
We're gonna be in trouble for that.
You could be.
Yeah, so you got yourself some Kevin Maguire, and you've got Jorge Perez, inked by Mr. Scott Koblish.
Mm-hmm. Never heard of him.
A Scott that truly matters.
Oh.
Hey, along with the other one,
as witnessed by the previous two episodes.
Wow!
Damn. Damn, that's cold, sir.
We want you back on.
Oh, that was nice of you.
Scott finally posted bail, folks.
They only managed to set me in the corner for a little while. Yeah. No one keeps baby in the corner.
And so, again, there's some other stuff, but here's one that I also wanted to point out. The DC Universe Secret Origins trade paperback. It collects a bunch of the 80-page giant specials. Collected a lot of the DC Silver Age origins. So you get Secret Origins 1, more Secret Origins 1, even more Secret Origins 1, and weird Secret Origins.
Wow.
No word on whether or not more and even more weird Secret Origins will ever be collected. But anyway, so just kind of fun to... to read that stuff, you know, old classic Silver Age origins.
I was awesome. On Comixology yesterday, and I was looking for Secret Origins, and they have the Phantom Stranger issue.
Oh yeah,
from the series after Crisis, and they also have, I believe, the Doom Patrol issue.
Ooh, that's a good one.
And the Suicide Squad issue.
Oh, the Suicide Squad issue is great.
So I believe those are the ones that were out there. So they only have like three. So
it's like they were gearing up for Scott. It's like we'll have a Suicide Squad one.
Let's
get his money somehow.
He doesn't like anything we're making now, but Boy, he's a sucker for the old
boy,
stuff.
Howdy, will he be all over this stuff.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I think that Suicide Squad one is one of the best issues of that run.
Yeah.
That honestly, those three that you mentioned, the Phantom Stranger one, the Doom Patrol one, and the Suicide Squad one, they really are the best ones.
Oh,
that entire run. 50 was really good too.
Oh, that and the All Apes issue.
Yeah,
the All Apes issue is classic.
Yes. No, that
everything's better with monkeys. We know this.
It's true.
Kangaroo.
All right. So, what we're gonna do tonight is we're gonna do a commentary episode.
I like commentary episodes.
We're not gonna do the Cockrum run.
What? Cockrum blocked.
Never heard of him.
Oh my! All right. So, no. In fact, because he doesn't come along for a while anyway.
Doesn't.
No. What we're going to do is we're going to take a look at the episode. It's Legion in Cartoon. However, it is Legion in Cartoon in the Justice League series. So this is before they had their own show. And so we're talking Justice League Season 5, Far From Home. If you have it on DVD, you can pop that in. Or it might be findable on the YouTubes.
It might.
Awesome. There might even be a link posted somewhere that would...
At some point, somewhere.
Yeah.
If you were diligent, you may be able to find it.
Not until, of course, next week, which is last week. So
yes,
wibbly wobbly.
Timey-wimey.
Indeed. All right, so without much further ado, why don't we do that? And then after that, we have a little Stump the Subs to do, so...
Woo-hoo!
Ooh.
So gird your loins, mister.
I'm fine. My loins are actually commando today, so...
Hey now.
With your best shot, so...
You're wearing the proper podcast uniform? Excellent.
I am wearing my soccer shorts and a t-shirt.
Oh, you're wearing shorts?
Because it's 72 degrees here.
Clever.
I know, right? Little Umbros. Yeah, show off the package a little bit when you walk around.
To your cats?
Well, to anyone who might happen by.
So to your cats?
So to your cats?
Wow, that just made me the saddest gay man on the earth right there, didn't it?
Oh, Maddie.
All right, let's do this.
Show, I need to kick Scotty in the nads.
You have to tell us when to press play.
Starting in 3, 2...
Wait. Are we going on one or after one?
Yes.
After one.
After one.
It'll be 3, 2, 1, play.
Go.
All right.
You're going to have to say go. If you don't say go, then I won't know.
And in 3, 2, 1, play.
Ooh, it's the future.
Yeah, you can tell because there's Fortress Lad.
Yeah.
Yep, Fortress Lad.
And statues, take a drink.
Take a drink.
Take a drink.
So we have old school Legionnaire designs and
sort of. I mean that suit on Brainiac 5 is a little sleeker than the jumpsuit sort of.
You know, it's actually a good point. Like this is somewhere in between the regular design and what they would end up using in the Legion cartoon.
Yeah,
but they did
looks exactly the same, of course.
They did keep the 3-dot Brainiac thing, which Brainy's never had until the 3-boot, really. So
yeah.
Did he have? Well, that's a signature of the Brainiac, though.
I know.
The Superman, right? The Superman cartoon?
Yeah. Right, and we've got a time bubble and everything. And it's interesting.
You hear that?
What was
Three
that?
Heroes come to the future, but only two make it home.
Oh, no.
That can't be good.
So they're going to break the laws of time to bring some heroes to the future to help out? Because everybody else has been captured, apparently.
Yep.
Yeah.
And I love this opening for JLU.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
It's not all the heroes standing there in a row. That's nice.
It's something I've been enjoying.
Five.
Yay. Watching some of the extras that show up on the direct-to-DVD movies.
Oh, yeah.
You know, because there's a lot of this stuff in there. And so it's really great to get to.
Yeah.
Legionnaires.
Some chick.
Yeah, who was that?
That was Hot Girl.
That was Shiera.
Without her hat on.
Hot Girl.
Hot Girl is
Alice. She doesn't wear her mask after the events of the end of season two, I think.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh, right, because the Thanagarian attack.
Thanagarian issues going on there. She does not wear that mask anymore after that.
Ella's favorite character is Hot Girl because she just loves the idea of a girl who has wings because that's silly.
That guy fell down.
Yeah, stop.
So this episode was story by Dwayne McDuffie and screenplay by Paul Dini. You can't go wrong there.
Exactly. So we have Queen Zazazaz.
It's Queen Bee, yeah.
It's Queen Bee.
And that's, who's that again, Darren? That's a Wonder Woman villain, isn't it?
Dr. Cyber. That is a Wonder Woman villain.
I knew it. That's why I asked you. Oh, in the face.
Fastball
Dr.
special.
Cyber to the face.
Yeah, so we got Supergirl fighting Dr. Cyber. Or Dr. Cyber, is it?
Yep.
Yes. And Queen Bee, yeah.
And double noggin knocker. They're down for the count. Oh, but they were robots.
Yeah, it's a simulation.
Yeah, so and we've got Superman and Green Arrow back in the control panel.
In the danger room.
Control. Yeah, basically. Yeah.
Oh, Atomic Skull and Blockbuster. Bring it.
Blockbuster looks way derpy.
Yeah, he does. He looks like a
He looks like the cheap Hulk.
He looks like the Hulk where it was like, we couldn't find the color guide, so just guess.
Yeah, close enough.
Miscolored Hulk.
Yes.
And his face looks like the monkey guy from, what was that movie with Will Ferrell? Lost. The one based on the TV show, Land of the Lost.
Yeah.
Okay.
Ollie just pointed out that it's Kara's 21st birthday.
Ooh. Party!
Well, good. She can drink now.
Yeah. In your backwards-ass country.
Well, duh.
So, and what I like is that at this time, the we still had old school Supergirl. This was before Supergirl had come back, you know, as being a Kryptonian. Uh-huh. But in the cartoon, she was Superman's cousin.
She was Superman's cousin.
Yeah, none of this
That's
Matrix
who she
bullshit.
Should be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
And Superman has a problem telling Supergirl that, you know, he likes her as
super
a family member.
Yeah, little Super Dickery, exactly.
Yeah.
Superman is a dick. It's true.
And, of course, it's John Stewart is the Green Lantern in residence.
Woohoo, John Stewart.
Yep. He's training her.
Yeah, I gotta pull up some of the voice.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
Green Arrow, Green Lantern, and Supergirl.
Bubble.
Oh, no.
And Superman does not get there in time.
Late.
Gone. Son of a diddly.
All right, so who's...
Watch your language, Scott.
Sorry.
Who's not coming back? That's the question.
The black guy.
No, he just gets to die first. It doesn't mean he's not coming back.
And Supergirl sees the Brainiac symbol and goes wild on Brainy 5.
That was another reason to have him have that symbol, so she could recognize it.
Good point, yeah.
Time organic.
Now, the All Brainiac... Natural. Now, the Brainy in the Legion was a cyborg?
He was some kind of techno-organic being.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, okay. That's it.
Kind of like a Transformer, I guess.
In the Legion cartoon?
Yeah.
He was definitely a bit of both. Because he had those stretchy arms and stuff.
Later on,
the second series, he was like turning into full robot stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because the kids like that.
Yeah.
Kids are into the robots.
And robots you can sell in the toy aisle. So,
yes.
By the way, John Stewart hates time travel.
He hates time travel and
he hates time travel.
Look, though, he's so angry at him. Why are you so fat? God.
Ultra Boy, Cosmic Boy, Siren Girl, Colossal Boy, Lightning Lad, and Phantom Girl, all in there, more or less Cockrum designs, really.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So apparently the Fatal Five have captured the entire Legion except for Brainy and Bouncing Boy. They just skipped
B's altogether. They've got it made now. They're like, eh, whatever.
They took them alphabetically but skipped B.
Now they got Block.
He's not in there.
Yeah, yeah. He will be.
I didn't see him.
Legion symbol on the floor. Da da.
Ollie's like, hey man, relax. It's cool.
It's cool.
He's such a hippie.
Can I shoot him with my arrows?
And the Legionnaires know that Supergirl's the one who's not going to come back. See, there's Block and Chameleon Boy and Timberwolf up there in the corner.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Over Brainy.
No one puts Timberwolf in the corner.
That's right. Oh snap.
Yep.
Die action.
Computer animation, never a good thing for the heroes when that
happens. So Brainiac 5's voice is provided by Matt Sushry, who if anyone ever watches The Good Wife, he plays one of the lawyers on that.
Ah. And we have the Empress and Persuader here taking on our heroes.
Yeah,
I think Empress is done by the same voice actress who does Zatanna on JLU as well.
Oh, I'm not sure. It's Joanne Whalley.
Is it? Okay.
Formerly Joanne Whalley Kilmer.
Ah, well, there you go.
And in this, she plays Emerald Empress, Saria, well, yeah, same thing, Phantom Girl, and... Yeah. Okay. So she plays Emerald Empress and Phantom Girl.
Yeah. Here.
And Bouncing Boy is voiced by Googie Grass.
Brainiac doing the super karate.
Ooh! Hey now. Hello.
This is awesome. They play Bouncing Boy, but he doesn't turn into a ball. He just bounces the way he is.
Yeah.
That's kind of funny.
That's interesting. Yeah.
Oh, he's got a tag now. He's under control too.
Yeah.
So they put these little discs on their foreheads, and that takes them over. Oh, she got Brainy. Nobody left except for
Supergirl and Lantern, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, headbutt to the back of the face. Oh, but Supergirl got the disc.
Oh, Brainy's mind is too powerful for that. The eye took him out.
And Green Arrow and the Persuader are voiced by Kin Schreiner, who apparently fans of General Hospital would know.
Yeah. Scotty Baldwin, the bad boy lawyer. Yeah, I'm familiar with him. I find it funny, the Green Lantern versus the Emerald Eye of Ekron.
So they got everybody except for Brainy. And they don't do anything about Brainy, so he just runs up and pulls the disc off her forehead.
As you had to do.
And they get Green Arrow.
What's going on? Hey. So they took Green Lantern, like, leave the rest of those losers back.
Yeah, why not?
They left technology behind. Big mistake.
Yep. Yes.
Scions, wow.
Scion receptors, yeah. Now, Green Arrow is not a character that you expect to be traveling through time too often.
No.
He probably hates it.
Yes.
Well, he does, because the last time he did this on the show, he wound up in the Wild West chasing Kronos.
Oh, that was was a good one. That's one of the ones that was...
the future and found his son, so...
Right, That was like a two-parter, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
That was when they actually had Hal Jordan.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's when Hal made that
one. Because that one was on the First Flight DVD.
Mm. Right. Yeah. Yeah. That's where I've seen it.
Yeah. Good stuff. Good stuff.
Uh oh.
Oh.
Green Arrow's calling Brainy out for the love bug.
But he's a Kaluan, so he's ruled by intellect, not emotion.
I'm ruled by my penis. Oh no. A 12th level
dongaroo.
Kaluan porn is so weird.
Don't you know? It's probably worse than British porn.
I know.
Now let's not get carried away.
Fair enough.
So Ollie's leaving.
Ollie pulls the old, "Ooh, look at the time. I gotta go get
yeah,
a
exactly. I gotta go
take a walk."
Leaving a horse or leaving Supergirl and Brainy alone together.
Bum chicka bow bow.
Ooh, computer generated spaceship. That's not a good sign.
Nope.
What's wrong with that guy's voice? Oh my god, he's a robot.
Yep. Yeah. Tharok.
Tharok is voiced by Thomas Aranha, who actually appeared in The Dark Knight Rises this summer. He played one of Bruce Wayne's lawyers.
Oh, there's Valadriss. Mm.
And it appears in this version the Empress is clearly in charge.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
They probably just went with that as just simply from the perspective that
she's the Empress.
She's an Empress, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Making fun of Legion flight rings. What?
Mm-hmm.
And Justice League seems to have things akin to the
telepathic gear plugs.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Ooh, they're going. He's going to MacGyver it.
Yeah, yeah. It's the old school technology that's going to get them through.
Oh, look! It's a vacuum tube.
I know, that's awesome. Except for it lights up. I don't think they do that.
Yeah, and Green Arrow's trying to make some trick arrows in the
Legion armoring,
tacking on lasers and Inertron arrows.
Yeah,
as you do.
Little Computo arrow.
Guaranteed to kill one of your teammates instantly. My personal cruiser, he says.
Alright, so they've got a plan. They're going to take the fight to the Fatal Five.
Yes, they are.
By tracking the Legion.
Brainy, Supergirl, and Green Arrow versus the Fatal Five and the Legion. No problem. And a Green Arrow.
Yeah, and Green Lantern, and yeah.
I love the controls on this spaceship. It's like him standing there with two hands on two little posts.
Yeah.
It's very Tron.
That somewhere before. Yeah, yeah, Tron is like
oh,
that.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I can see that.
Meanwhile, their spaceship looks kind of just like a big Fig Newton.
Oh, Legionnaires coming out to play.
Oh, boy.
All kinds of them.
Wildfire.
Oh,
yeah, Wildfire.
Whoa, that's a new look for Chameleon Boy.
He can have any look he wants.
That's true, he can.
He doesn't usually wear the olive drab leotard, though. That was just kind of surprising.
Okay,
sure,
so...
Supergirl.
Yeah, Supergirl's going to make it happen.
Yep.
She's fierce.
He almost said, "I'm in lesbians with you."
Wait, what? And he tells her that history says she never returns.
Oh, now Ollie's mad. It's like I was just trying to hook you guys up, but now, you ruined everything.
Kids.
Oh,
girl's gonna kiss him.
Kryptonian tongue. Bow, chicka, bow, bow.
I've implanted my encoding in your mouth, Supergirl.
That's right.
Again.
Again.
Again and again.
Wait, that's not encoding. All right. All right, so now Ollie's telling Brainy to, you know, get it together.
Get us inside.
Get us in there.
Uh-oh. Brainy put on his game face. Look at that.
Ooh.
There goes my
woman. Some very Kirby-esque designs on the outside of that ship.
Oh, yeah. Very much, yeah.
Oh, he's going. He's going to find that ventilation duct and.
Stay on target.
It's only 2 meters wide, but he's going to get in there.
At home in Beggar's Canyon.
Shooting womp rats.
Yeah.
It's a little bigger than.
And so, back on. Oh wait,
so I don't she's know protecting Earth.
I'm guessing that's like a United Planets thing.
Yeah, they sent all the Legion and the bad guys to Earth.
Right.
So she's got to protect the Earth while they do what they got to do to get them out of
control. She's
got to
protect the UP from the Legion and GL.
Yeah.
Ooh, kidney punch.
Oh, Beatons. Oh,
Colossal Boy. Nope.
Not Colossal Boy. Ironically, Colossal Boy seems to. He seems to be the one who's had the greatest chance with her.
Well, he got. He probably copped a good feel at while he was there.
Well,
with
yeah. Yeah.
Probably true.
You were thinking of something else?
Well, no. It's just everyone else was coming by, and she would just, you know, sort of dispatch them with a single punch. Yeah, exactly. And then it's like Colossal Boy comes around. So
Green Arrow and Brainiac 5 versus the entire Fatal 5.
Yep.
Pretty
yeah.
much.
How could that go wrong?
You'll just have to see. Oh.
Oh, boots.
See again. She's.
Oh, no.
She's...
Don't let Wildfire punch you. Oh, block.
There's block.
What was that?
That would be Cosmic Boy
throwing
a building on her.
Yeah.
Oh.
Mano's hand
went through the ship.
That's boss.
There you go. There you go, Kaz. Get her.
I love that.
Uh-oh. Heat vision.
Uh-oh.
Ah!
Oh, no. It's really ugly. Ew.
Now Validus, Validus drooling on Brainy.
Causing a short circuit.
Yeah.
Yes, electric drool.
Rusty.
He doesn't even shoot it right at him. He just, like, banks it two times.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's a Harlem Globetrotter.
Just a good enough to crack open Validus's brain case.
Ooh.
Lightning, that's the way we used to do it back in Port Charles, bitches.
Wait a second. Since when does Shadow Lash shoot purple energy?
I don't know. But for this, we're just going to go with it.
Boot to the face.
Boot to the face.
Hell, Ultra Derp, no!
Oh, I'm going to punch her.
I'll punch her good.
But it's Green Lantern, of course, that causes her the most trouble.
Yeah.
Taking her for a ride through the revolving restaurant at
yes.
the top tower there.
We are about to see a tribute to Ooh. Crisis on Infinite Earths number 7, folks.
Oh, nice.
Yes. And there it is.
Oh, no. Wait, it gets better.
Oh, yeah. All the mind control discs are suddenly shattered.
Disintegrating. Mm-hmm. There you
wow.
go.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah. It's a big old Crisis 7 tribute.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Meanwhile, Ollie is fighting the Persuader.
All by himself.
Both voiced by the same person, so that's easier.
And the Empress is not pleased. No, she is not. Eat him. Oh.
Ooh.
Wow. There goes that Legion code
that's
against killing.
Oh, well, she's not part of Legion, so that's okay.
That's true.
Yeah.
But it looks like Validus is a robot there.
It does seem that way. Maybe he's just like a robot with a brain.
Could be.
Yeah.
He'll get better.
There's Supergirl. Doing quite well.
She's all right. Oh, look at the pompadour on Ultra Boy.
Ultra
know,
hair.
Right? Ultra hair.
He's using his ultra hair power.
Timberwolf's got that Wolverine look.
Well, don't say that. You'll get sued.
Whatever.
But yeah, it is. It is
floating above them all. Like, I'm in charge. Really, I am.
I'm the leader.
Supergirl's keeping her Legion ring.
She found a boy.
Superman's awful condemnation. See, if Superman could have just said he loved her,
she would have come back with the others. Yep.
Yep.
But Super Dickory has prevailed, and now she's staying. 30th century.
She's staying in the future.
She wants some of that big green wang-a-dang.
Well, if anyone can make Viagra,
that's
it's
right.
got to be Brainy.
12th level Viagra.
Oh. And we see Superman
Steel.
With Steel there.
Yeah.
Oh,
she
and a mother
this.
Box, it looks like.
Even though you could never love me because you're an insufferable ass.
She
yeah.
doesn't just want to be Superman's cousin. And to be fair, he said that he didn't want her to be that either.
True.
But he
wants her to be Superman's wife.
Yeah. Super hillbillies.
Yes. Justice League Ozark.
Hey, Superman, I don't know if you know this, but you can fly through time. Go tell her.
Uh-oh. This boy that Kara likes so much, does he have a name?
That's a little Filmation wink at the camera, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Oh, this is scenes from the next episode, right?
Yep.
So they usually used to do?
Nixon, yeah. Nixon,
Gentleman Ghost, oh yeah.
Yep, Gentleman Ghost and Shadow Thief, actually.
The Shadow Thief. Oh, he's lame.
A very Hawk-themed episode.
Yep. A very good episode, too.
That last season was just great.
We should just do all of the Justice Leagues one at a time, eventually.
Just the last season.
Pretty much.
Well, the JLU seasons, how about that? Because there's some really good stuff in this series.
Viking Prince.
So, how did that work? Because it says season 5.
Yeah.
It's the last season.
When really, there's only 4 seasons, so I'm confused.
Really, there are only 4 seasons, that's true.
Oh, okay. Oh, really? This was that whole delaying stuff?
Yeah, the let's take it off for 6 months, and then we'll put the other 5 episodes on real quick, and no one will notice.
Yeah, because this was one of the last episodes.
Yeah.
This was like the break before they got into the last little bit of the Legion of Doom stuff they were doing. So.
Oh, okay. Which started at the beginning of this season.
Yeah.
Okay. So
I know there was some really good stuff with the whole Suicide Squad. That Suicide Squad episode they did was amazing.
Yeah, that was a good one. Like
yeah, again.
And the conspiracy
of the Freaky Friday Flash episode.
Yes. Yeah,
that one was really good too.
No, we should consider doing that at some point because these are fun to talk about.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I'm just trying to understand what the line was for the, when did it become Justice League Unlimited?
It became Unlimited.
Of Justice League.
Yeah.
Oh.
And then it did that Hawk Unlimited story.
Yeah.
The Thanagarians invaded Earth.
Mm. Oh, right,
so
right.
That,
I remember that.
It
yeah,
was
yeah.
decided that the 7 of them were not enough, and they needed to have more heroes on the team.
And that's when they went balls out with recruiting and brought in like all the obscure dudes, Vigilante and
Wannabeast,
all those dudes were in there. Vibe.
Freaking Vibe. Okay.
He's popping up everywhere.
Well, finally, it's only been 25 years since he died or so. Right? Not to date us all, but you know.
Seriously. Someone else pointed
out some really good stuff. So,
someone else pointed out last week that Paul Benincasa on the Facebook page said that he was just starting to, he read the Dr. Maya Vale issue and struggled his way through it. But he's just about to start reading the Reflecto Saga.
When he's probably fully read it by now.
And Scott Kobush pointed out that he hadn't read it since it came out 35 years ago.
Ooh.
I think that math might be slightly off, but not by much.
That's about right.
Not by much.
I never read it, so I don't know.
I wasn't 7 when that came out.
That was pre-Levitz.
It was before his second run.
Hang on a second. Let's just check
it
this
out.
It had
to be 1980, 1981. Something like that.
No.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because it ended in...
That
what
was a late
70s
comic.
No, it ended in 282, right? And that was the episode before the Spotlight on Wildfire episode. Yep. So.
Really?
Yeah.
No, whatever.
I ain't lying.
There's a first for everything.
I'm just trying to figure out when the... Okay, here we go. Reflecto Saga was 277 is when it started, and that was July 1981.
Okay.
So 31 years ago then. Okay. That makes me feel only slightly better.
So you were 11 when it came
out. Yes, I was. I was indeed. So there we have it. Dang.
Yeah, I know, right?
It's a long time ago. All right, so that's the Refecto saga. All right, speaking of sagas and all the like,
we have a stumpage.
We do indeed. And just let me go to the mailbox. And this one comes from
Gut Letters.
Matthew Elmsley.
Oh, Matthew. Woo. Happy holidays, Matthew.
Big Matty E back for a rematch.
So in this stump the subs.
Back to pound me again.
Yeah. The questions aren't Legion related, but the answers are.
Oh. Mind blown.
Original Legion. What's the name of the main character in Gene Owell's? I'm not getting any of that name right. Gene Owell's series of novels that begins with The Clan of the Cave Bear.
Oh, Ava. My God.
What's that?
I
answered it.
What was it, Matt?
It's Ayla.
Ayla.
Well done.
The blonde woman played by Daryl Hannah in the movie.
Yeah.
Yes.
I think it's Gene All. I think it's how you say it.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I really messed that up. All right. Reboot. What's the first letter in the Phoenician alphabet?
Holy balls.
Phoenicia. No. is it Aleph?
It is.
Okay.
And it turns out the Legion connection to that, do you know what it is?
Not off the top of my head.
Is it something with kinetics?
Oh my God, Maddie. Yeah, it is. It's her home planet.
Okay.
Well, there you go.
Nice. Look at you go.
I know, yeah, right?
We could just have a nap, Darren.
All right, three boot. Where is the town of Myrina? Myrina. Myrina.
Takron Geltos.
The town of Myrina is located next to the town of My Sharona, which was destroyed in 1985, I believe. Myrina. I do not know.
Yeah, no idea.
Matt? All right.
No idea.
Scott?
Nope.
It is the capital of the island of Lemnos.
Oh, okay.
Really?
And of course, Lemnos.
Then no wonder we forgot it.
Yeah. Stupid Praetor Lemnos.
Those were cool questions.
Never heard of it.
Wow, nicely done. Too bad Maddie owned you on them, but yeah, jeez.
No, those are great questions. I like that because it's a total different angle. I really enjoyed that. So, so there we go.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So there we have it. All right, so I think we can wrap this puppy up. Anyone got anything to add?
I don't think so.
I'm good.
I think we're good.
Everyone's good? All right.
Everyone's good.
Comments, as always, are welcome at legionofsubstitutepodcasters@gmail.com. You can join the conversation on the forum. It is forum.legionofsubstitutepodcasters.com. You can join in the conversation on the Facebook. Just type in facebook.legionofsubstitutepodcasters. Or if you're already on Facebook as you hear this, just type Legion of Substitute Podcasters into the searchy box and it'll take you right to us.
Unless it doesn't,
yes. Because you never know. They might change it. We are on the Twitter. We are LOSP Podcast. In addition to all these things, you can head over to our website, Legion of Substitute Podcasters, and you can leave a comment on this or any episode. And with that, we make our way back into the time bubble, and we're heading back, all four of us, in fact, to the No One's Staying Here with Brainiac. And and we are heading back to the 21st century, and we will see you all next week.
Cthulhu.